This is Morning Edition from NPR News. Steve Inskeep is in Des Moines, Iowa. I'm Renee Montaigne at NPR West. The presidential race on the Republican side is growing closer now that Mike Huckabee is a contender in Iowa. And Mitt Romney may be responding to concerns about his Mormon faith when he makes a major speech tomorrow on faith in public life. Plus, John McCain appears to be recovering ground in New Hampshire. This weekend, McCain got the endorsement of the Manchester Union Leader. That's the iconic conservative newspaper in the Granite State. NPR's Linda Wertheimer has just spent time with both Romney and McCain.
Thank you very much. Good morning, how are you?
Good to see you.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Well,
how are you? Thanks for coming. Good. Let me
just
say hi over here in the corner.
When John McCain walked into the Union Street Diner yesterday, it was about 17 degrees and snowing in Milford, New Hampshire. But with the Union Leader endorsement signaling that he's still a contender, McCain was in good spirits. I asked him about rescuing his rocky campaign. He joked about Chairman Mao.
At some points it reminded me of the words of Chairman Mao, who said it's always darkest before it's totally black. We had our ups and downs, but we have in most every campaign. And we're back in the old routine of the town hall meetings, stopping at the restaurants. That's what I'm best at, the retail politics. But I don't underestimate the challenge. We've got a lot of work to do if we're going to win this thing.
McCain was the only Republican who accepted MTV's invitation to a dialogue this week with students at Southern New Hampshire University. McCain stood in the center of a glittering high-tech set, light bars, screens. About all that remained of the university gym was that faint aroma. An IM question from McCain was about his faith, largely a private matter, he said, but added that faith saved his life in Vietnam. He told a story about being tied up, on his knees, arms behind him, head between his legs, left for hours, then approached by one of the camp guards.
He came up, put his finger to his lips, reached down, unloosened the ropes. He came back about 5 hours later at the completion of his watch, tightened them up again.
Weeks later, he was allowed to stand outside in the sunshine for 10 minutes.
I was standing out on a dirt courtyard and standing there for my few minutes out because it was Christmas Day, and the same guard, the one that loosened the ropes, came wandering up. He stood up next to me, and with his sandal on the dirt, he drew a cross in the dirt. And he looked at me for a second, and he looked down, and then he rubbed it out, and he walked away. I'll never forget that individual.
The young people who heard the story were moved. McCain was cheered in the hall. He moved from negative to positive in polls of his online audience taken while he spoke. Mitt Romney was in Concord, New Hampshire, yesterday, speaking at a Rotary Club, mainly about how to manage the government and the economy with a little politics mixed in.
Now, some of the people running for president, Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, John Edwards, say they would change America, and I'm convinced they would, just not in the direction I'd like to go.
But even while the candidate was speaking, many people in that audience were also thinking about faith. Romney plans a major speech on Thursday on faith in American life. Several people we spoke to assume it's because of concerns about the political effect of his Mormon faith. Steve Christensen is an orthodontist in Concord. He is also a Mormon.
So I think he needs to, because I think there's a lot of pressure across the country for him to do something, to speak to it to some degree. I don't think it can hurt. I'm not sure it's going to help.
In a news conference this week, Romney said this would not be a talk on the Mormon faith.
Religion. I don't know that even at this stage my faith is a significant factor in my race. I just don't think in the final analysis it will be the deciding factor. But I do believe on a separate topic that faith in America is an important topic.
Americans choose presidents based on their visions and values, Romney said, not their religion. In his other campaigns, his staff said Mormonism was an issue that faded as voters got to know the candidate. With the first votes just weeks away, Romney may be trying to help that along with a speech tomorrow. Linda Wertheimer, NPR News, Manchester, New Hampshire.